The glare of lights, the studied inelegancies of dress, and the compliments offered up at the shrine of false beauty are all equally addressed to the senses. When she could not any longer indulge the caprices of fancy one way, she tried another. The Platonic Marriage, Eliza Warwick, and some other interesting tales were perused with eagerness. Nothing could be more natural than the development of the passions, nor more striking than the views of the human heart. What delicate struggles, and uncommonly pretty turns of thought. The picture that was found on a bramble bush, the new sensitive plant or tree, which caught the swain by the upper garment, and presented to his ravished eyes a portrait. Fatal image. It planted a thorn in a till then insensible heart, and sent a new kind of knight-errant into the world. But even this was nothing to the catastrophe and the circumstance on which it hung, the hornet settling on the sleeping lover's face. What a heart-rending accident! She planted, in imitation of those susceptible souls, a rosebush. But there was not a lover to weep in concert with her when she watered it with her tears. Alas, alas!